Dr. Acker's case is bringing national attention to our area tonight and to the increasing fears over how the AIDS virus has spread. Nowhere has the impact of AIDS been so tragic than here in our area, where a young woman is the first in the country to claim she contracted the deadly disease from a medical caregiver. The implications for you and for the health community are enormous. In the first of my three-part Action News Extra on AIDS anxiety, you can meet the young woman who is bravely forging ahead despite the odds.
We're all going to die. You know, we're all, none of us are immortal. With AIDS, you're more aware of it.
She's a 22-year-old college graduate with a promising future. Until December 1989, when Kimberly Bergalis found out she was diagnosed with AIDS. Suddenly, fate changed the future.
It's frightening. You know, I was at a point in my life where I had all these different goals, and I was sending out my resume. And I was thinking about, you know, marriage and eventually, you know, children. And so it's a big setback.
Kimberly believes she contracted the deadly disease during a 1987 tooth extraction. Her dentist, David Acker of Stewart, died of AIDS this past September.
I thought about everything else, and nothing else made sense. The only person that I've been exposed to that had AIDS was the dentist.